Sterling, Steve Fisher back at the Tacoma Dome. End of one quarter. The Lutes in front of Wisconsin. Stevens Point, 6-0. The Pointers have the ball on the Lute 14-yard line to start this second half and trying to punch it into the end zone for a tying touchdown. Sixth play of this drive coming up for the Pointers, which began on the Wisconsin 35-yard line and now down to the PLU 14-yard line, and a first down and 10 at the change of the quarter. Baumgartner, a play fake over the middle, and throws it on a slant in, incomplete. Tried to get Maylene, the tight end, once again, but the Lutes tight coverage in there, and they seem to be going to do a lot of the slant in patterns and rely on the speed of the tight end and the wide receiver to get a lot of the yardage.
That's correct. They're thinking that PLU is going to put most of their attention on the outside receivers, and so Stevens Point coming back underneath. Interesting point, 8 total penalties in the first quarter, and 4 PLU first downs came from Stevens Point penalties, so obviously PLU got the best of that in.
14:58 to play, 2nd and 10 for the Pointers. Baumgartner in shotgun formation. We've seen that a lot today. He rolls out to the left side, gets some heat. After him is Wolf, after him is Kroll. They can't get him. Byrne is after him from behind. He's to the 10-yard line, the 5. Baumgartner going to try to put it in. He can. He's cut down to the 4. But he may be close to another first down. Scott Elston made the tackle. And now Alude is down. And it... well, I'm not sure who it is, but Steve, you saw John Wolf and John Kroll, who have been out the last 3 weeks with injuries, and they're both trying to chase down a very mobile Kurt Baumgartner, and unable to do so, and Baumgartner gets it down inside the 4-yard line for what should be a first down, but a PLU player is down right now, and we'll have to wait for that. It looks like Guy Kovacs, and they're working on his left ankle. That could be a problem. Lutz and John Kroll out right now as he came in there briefly, but it's good to see that Kroll and Wolf both able to play, and Kovacs is down. The Lutes have already lost Mike Tuiasosopo as he was carried off the field and didn't even come off under his own power, and now the injuries continue to mount as Guy Kovacs is walking on his own but very gingerly and going to the PLU sideline. So we'll check the defensive changes for the Lutes as the injuries continue to multiply, as it's certainly been an injury-plagued season, but the Lutes have been able to recover in the past and will have to do so again here today as Wisconsin Stevens Point has a first and goal on the PLU 4-yard line, and the Lutes in front 6-0 with 14:37 and counting for second quarter now.
DJ Leroy described his quarterback as more of a drop back type passer, likes to stand in the pocket, but he has showed some excellent scrambling ability here in the first quarter, and then that run was just spectacular.
Lutes bring in Scott Squires now, the senior at the linebacker for Kovacs. Krassen remains in there. Here it is, handoff straight up the middle, near the goal line, as they just run it off right up the middle as Blanco carried, and he doesn't carry a lot, but I imagine down this tight in the end zone that Stevens Point may try on first down, of course, to try to punch it down there, but he picks up maybe 2 down to the 2-yard line. It'll be 2nd and goal from the 2-yard line. Checking the Lute defensive line, John Kroll is still in the game. Dan Wiersma has come in as John Wolf has gone out. Ken Byrne and Dave Parkhill, the interior of that line of defensive tackles, trying to keep the Pointers out of the end zone. 2nd and goal from the 2-yard line of the Lute, and quarterback Baumgartner comes up. No shotgun here. He runs it straight ahead. He's in. Touchdown, Wisconsin Stevens Point, with 13:36 to play in this second quarter, and the Pointers a conversion away from taking the lead.
Tough to stop down that close there. It looked to be inside the 1-yard line. And just a straight ahead play. And 6-6 ball game. That missed extra point by Colton that was blocked. Let's hope that it doesn't come back to haunt the Lutes late in the game.
On for the conversion now. They have 2 different kickers here. Kevin Dietz will handle this one. He's 20 of 27 on extra points this season. He will try to take the lead for the Pointers. The snap is up. It's high. The kick is off to the right side, and we're dead even at 6-6 as Dietz shanks it badly to the right side. And Steve, I guess we're back where we started now.
Might as well be 0-0. That time the ball, as you said, was high and actually came up on the shoulder of D'Antone. And he got it down just in time, but really wasn't a good placement. Maybe the seams of the ball were facing towards the kicker. And, of course, if you get that, the ball will do most anything. But it was high and wide.
Wisconsin Stevens Point on that drive. 3 minutes, 26 seconds, 9 plays, 65 yards. They get the 2-yard touchdown run from quarterback Kurt Baumgartner to tie this game at 6-6 with 13:36 to play in the second quarter. And Wisconsin Stevens Point with only 2 possessions. The Lutes with only 2. And it seems the the teams are actually controlling the ball for longer periods of time than we might have expected, as the Lutes are shutting down the long pass opportunities of Stevens Point, and they're having a nickel and dime it down the field. And of course, the Lutes held the ball for 14 plays before Eric Coldham was a little bit short on a 52-yard field goal attempt. So really, only two possessions each. A bit of a surprise, and that accounts mainly for the low score at 6-6. Only in the second quarter, however, so certainly time for offensive fireworks. The kickoff by Dietz is taken by Brian Larson. Angles it out of the left side angle, 25-yard line. He's going to be brought out of bounds as he is hurled. Larson, nowhere to go. He didn't even run for the wedge in his blocking scheme as he just tried to work it out of the left side angle, but the Lutes will be on the 25-yard line. Good field position here to start their first possession in this second quarter with 13:31 to play and a 6-6 tie.
I think the Lutes actually wanted to run a reverse that time, but Larson had to come up on the ball so quickly he couldn't get to his reverse man who was headed towards the wedge, and so Larson just tried to make the most of it and headed for the sideline, tried to turn the corner.
And now the Lutes in a 6-6 tie. Jeff Yarnell comes up. They've been able to move the ball pretty effectively in the first two possessions. We'll see what they do here, working from a left hash. Quick pitch now to Napier on the right side angle. Looks for blockers. It kind of collapses on him. He's brought down to the 28-yard line. That quick pitch, the Lutes like to run a lot, but it didn't develop quickly enough. And Jay Downey, who's been all over the field at his right end position, made the tackle as the sophomore wrapped around Napier and brought him down around the 28.5, a gain of 3.5, second and a long 6.
We saw that play earlier to the short side of the field that picked up 7-8 yards. That time the Lutes elect to go to the wide side of the field, try to give Napier some room, but nice pursuit that time by the Pointers.
13 minutes remaining, first half. Lutes come up now, working from the right hash mark. Yarnell, flanker to the left side is Dorsey. In the backfield, he's got Krebs, and now Napier goes in motion. And a handoff straight ahead. Eric Krebs got a hole. Running room, first down and more. 38-yard line, he's brought down. Nice open hole for Eric Krebs as he was through the hole so quickly. Brent Harder, the offensive or the outside linebacker, to bring him down. But by then, Krebs had plenty for a first down, and the Lutes have it out to the 38-yard line, first and 10.
Nice blocking on the inside of that PLU line. That time they sent Napier in motion, maybe just enough to throw off that Stevens Point defense, get them shifting around a little bit, then they pop it right up the middle.
12:30 to play. The Pointers arrived here Friday, practiced at Carl Sparks Stadium on Saturday morning, actually into Saturday afternoon as well, and now here in the dome for the first time. Here's a double fake handoff and a give to Dorsey. Spins his way, running room, still up across the 45, close to a first down of the 48-yard line, and Pat Dorsey, many thought would have to behave gingerly today because of those sore ribs, is out there banging with everybody, and he's going to be close to a first down. The official signals, yes, it'll be a 10-yard pickup, and Dorsey gives him a first down. And you talk about second effort, how about third and fourth as Dorsey gives the Lutes a 10-yard gainer?
He's got to be dizzy after that play. He went 360 two or three times and kept his feet. Excellent run.
Yarnell comes up to the situation. The famous 1,080 by Pat Dorsey on that spin. Dorsey now goes out as a flanker to the left side and goes in motion. Yarnell back to pass. Great drop back. Gets some pressure, and now it collapses on him. He drops the football. Napier tries to fall on it. He doesn't, but it's controlled by Fulmar, the center, at the 41-yard line. The Lutes lose 7 yards on the play, as once again the heat was coming from that sophomore right end, Jay Downey, and he put heat on Yarnell, and then it just collapsed, and Jeff couldn't find anybody open, and now the Lutes facing a second down and 17.
John Skibble that time on Downey and stayed with him as long as possible. Then another man came in, sidetracked Skibble, and Downey went around the other side to get to Yarnell.
Yarnell now sends Miller out as split end to the left side, and slot to the left side is Tom Napier. In the backfield, Krebs along with Dorsey. Yarnell finally comes up to the line now, facing a second down and 17, and he gives it to Krebs, and Eric carries it straight into the pile at the 43-yard line. He is met and brought down. Not a lot of running room. They tried to mix him up, thinking that Wisconsin would think the Lutes were going to pass, and Craig Ewald wasn't fooled at all. He stayed home at his left end position and made the tackle after a 3-yard gain by Krebs. It's third down and about 15 coming up.
Taking a look at the Lutes running backs, running wise, Tom Napier, 4 carries, 20 yards. Eric Krebs, 3 carries, 16 yards. Pat Dorsey, 3 carries, 68 yards. Of course, he had the big 55-yard touchdown play to open up the scoring.
And now Yarnell with a double slant to the left side. Steve Valick is into the game, the senior, and Yarnell back to pass, rolling out of the left side angle. not a lot of time, has to air it out. He does. It's incomplete. Boy, he tried to thread the needle to Miller for a first down down to the 40-yard line of Wisconsin Stevens Point, but nothing doing as Miller was triple coverage, and actually Yarnell may be a little bit fortunate he wasn't picked off.
Certainly so. He had to put it in there with so much touch, had to kind of hang the ball up there for a moment. That even gave more time for the Pointers to close on Miller, and he was hit pretty hard along the sideline.
10-16 to play in the second quarter, and the Lutes and Pointers in a 6-6 tie, and Craig Mathiasen will come on to punt. It'll be the second time on to punt, but his first official punt, because the last one, which was a dandy, was a nullified as he got roughed up and the Lutes kept possession. But now he hits a wobbly punt, going to be taken by Blanco from his 20-yard line. Step forward to the 25, a Lute one tackler, and now comes down in a heap at the 27. Brian Larson there in special teams for the Lute, along with Brett McCray. And from the 27-yard line, the Pointers will have their offensive attack. And in a 6-6 tie with 10:04 to play, Kirk Baumgartner will try to take the Pointers down and see if he can give them the lead as they have their third possession of this football game.
Mathiasen has his work cut out for him after he punched the ball. He had somebody in his face all the way down the field, just bumping him and hitting him, and Mathiasen finally got away.
Up come the Pointers now, a first and 10. The Lutes in there defensively. They Wade Gorn at one tackle, Ken Byrne the other. Dan Weersmith the right end. The left end is John Wolf, as he and John Crawl are going sparingly today in the championship. Baumgartner, standard formation. No shotgun to start in the first and 10 and a drop play to Blanco. Running room to the 30-yard line out of the 33. It worked pretty well, and Blanco picks up about 6 yards on the draw play. As, of course, the Lutes have had great success with draw plays this season, and you would imagine that this Wisconsin Stevens Point would certainly be a draw-type team after having people all buttered up with pass plays.
Certainly so. That time, Blanco just stood in the backfield, did not move out of his two-point stance until finally Baumgartner put the ball in his gut. Then he takes off. A nice play.
9:30 to play. First half, 6-6 tie. Pointers come up now with a second down and 3 yards to go. Baumgartner now in shotgun formation. So he'll look to throw. He's got nobody behind him. And he's back to pass. Now it's a flanker handoff to Blanco, and the play is being blown dead as the officials have blown it off, and we'll see what that's about. Perhaps a delay of game as the flag is down in the backfield. No, it's going to be a false start against the Pointers. That'll move them back 5, and that's a costly penalty because now it'll be a second down and 8 rather than a second down and 3, and they may have to go to the air. As that time, it looked like Blanco was going to be able to get enough for a first down on that little flanker handoff.
There was movement on the right side of the line. Possibly somebody a little anxious wanted to pull and get out front on that little underneath handoff to the flanker coming through to the right side. One of the linemen just anxious to pull out and get in front of the play, and the officials threw the flag.
6 penalties against the Pointers in this game, along with, of course, that one which blows the play dead. 50 yards in penalties against the Pointers on those 6. 9 minutes, 5 seconds to play. First half, still a 6-6 tie, and the Pointers come up from their own 29-yard line. A second down and 7 yards to go, and Baumgartner now keeps Majors at the fullback spot in the backfield, though Baumgartner is in shotgun, and he's back to pass, and Major stays in the block. Baumgartner steps up in the pocket, rolling out. Ken Byrne after him, can't get him. He throws it on a hop to Blanco, incomplete to the 40-yard line. Mike O'Donnell there defensively, and Blanco had to slide down to his knees to try to make that catch, and Baumgartner left him a little short, and a big third down and 7.5 coming up from the Pointer 30-yard line.
Nice play that time by Michael Cheney. He was on one-to-one coverage with Atron Kenny, and Mathiasen was coming over to help, but Kenny gave him about every fake in the book, and Cheney stayed with him the whole time, and Cheney actually fell down one time, got back up, and nice coverage that time by the Lute secondary as Baumgartner had lots of time.
And he couldn't really find anybody, and now both crowds on this side, the Pointer crowd, the far side, the Lute crowd firing up on a big third down and 8, and Baumgartner back to pass, airs it out over the middle. It's incomplete. What a hit by Scott Ilson! At the 37-yard line, it would have been enough for a first down, and Don Mayling couldn't hold on to it as he got popped right when he touched the football. Fourth down, and the punting unit comes on with Dan Dantoin.
And Mayling's going to tell Baumgartner, hey, I like my body just the way it is, and Baumgartner kind of hung it out there for a moment, and Elston coming from the near side just lowered his shoulder, and boy, that's the best hit we've seen so far this afternoon.
Mayling quite all right, though. He hopped right up and headed to the sideline. Dantoin from his own 15-yard line gets it away, and now Schmidt runs into him. It's going to be a scruffing the punter. Houston just lets the punt go. Bruce Schmidt on special teams lost his balance and ran head into Dan Toyne, and that's going to bring it all back, and a roughing the punter penalty will bring it back for Wisconsin-Stevens Point. And that is a very costly penalty for Bruce Schmidt on special teams as the Pointers will get the ball back.
You really don't know what to... Well, now we have... Okay, it's...
We could see it clearly as Dan Toyne went down, and of course, the flag came immediately after Schmidt jumped into him. But now they're calling a false start as well, and that will nullify the penalty.
That it will. At first, the official signaled the Lutes, and then he came back and signaled against the Pointers, but now we have offsetting penalties.
Well, the Lutes dodged a major bullet there as they roughed the kicker, but the false start against the Pointers will still make it a fourth down and eight, and the punting unit will have to come on, and the Pointers, who could have gotten excited moments ago about getting the ball back, now have to just go out there and punt it again.
Big turn of events right there as the Pointers pick up the big 15 yards on the penalty for roughing the kicker and still have something going, but now PLU will get the ball back. PLU has had the ball a lot here in the second quarter, and they had the ball a lot in the first quarter. They held the ball for 9 minutes and 40 seconds compared to Stevens Point's 5 minutes and 20 seconds.
Dan Toyne again from his own 15-yard line will punt it away as we'll be underway here. Lutes don't come with a heavy rush this time. They play for the return, and Dan Toyne gets a nice one. It's taken by Elston from his own 30-yard line, tries to cut it back out to the 35-yard line. He is brought down, and the Lutes will start it somewhere around there with 8:10 to play. The official's going to mark it down now as the Lute offense comes out and will take over from its own 34-yard line in this 6-6 tie in the second quarter with 8:10 remaining.
Jeff Yardell came out, hit 5 of his first 7 passes, and in his last 4 passes, he's only hooked up on 1. So the last series, he had a little bit of problems. We'll see if he can correct that here.
Lutes got a touchdown on their opening drive, a big 55-yard run by Pat Dorsey. Kirk Baumgartner and company came back, a 2-yard run by Baumgartner to tie it up. Both extra points were missed. Colden's block, and Dietz's was wide to the right side. Here's a pitch to Dorsey running laterally, and he just can't get to the corner as he's brought out of bounds. So they say the clock continues to tick. He picks up about 4 yards, but he just couldn't quite get to the corner as on pursuit Scott Nicolai wouldn't allow it. But Dorsey picks up about 4. It'll be 2nd and 6.
The corners have had awfully good pursuit so far, getting to the corner, getting to the outside. There's only been a couple times that I can remember that PLU's run to the short side of the field and been able to turn the corner. They've had no luck running to the wide side of the field so far.
Lutes now come up at a left hash mark, a 2nd down and 6 yards to go for a first from their own 38-yard line as PLU with 7:28 to play in the second quarter in a 6-6 tie. And now it's a delay draw, handoff to Napier, and he gets snuffed well back at the 33-yard line. Slow and developing, and as it did develop, Kevin Dietz, the left tackle defensively, was right on top of Napier right after he took the ball from Jeff Yarnell. So a big loss there, and it's going to bring them back to a 3rd down and 9 situation. So actually, they didn't lose as much as I thought. They lose about 3 yards on the play, as the previous play, Dorsey picked up 4. But a passing down here with now a 3rd down and 9 for the Lutes from their own 34-yard line. And Yarnell comes up to the line of scrimmage, looks over the situation. He sends a slide to the right side. Dorsey in the backfield, Krebs along with Napier, and Yarnell back to pass. Right side angle, complete to Mike Welk. He's got it for a 1st down to the 45-yard line. Welk, just the freshman, but knowing and having the presence of mind to get beyond the 1st down marker and allow himself a little bit of room if he has to come back to the ball, and Yarnell put it right on the money as Welk was on his side as he made the catch for a 1st down.
And the Lutes have completed just about every pass right in the same area, about 12 yards down the field, beyond the linebackers, in front of the safeties, and the Pointers continue to give that to Yarnell, and he's picking them apart.
Now PLU comes up at a right hash mark. Yarnell, of course, was here 2 years ago in the loss to Wisconsin lacrosse and wants to get a championship before calling it quits in his PLU career. Here's a handoff on a little fake to Napier. He's across midfield into Wisconsin territory at the 47-yard line. 2nd down and 8 coming up. A nice 8-yard run by Tom Napier, and the Lutes are giving so many looks offensively with the pass plays working pretty well for the most part in key situations, and then the various looks out of the backfield, the reverses, and that time a couple fakes before Napier comes up the middle for an 8-yard gain.
Sam Curley, John Edmonds that time, Curley pulling from his right guard position, both of them getting good blocks, kicking their men to the outside to allow Napier room up the middle.
Tom Bomar over the ball at center. Dorsey flanker to the left side angle. Stays in with double tight ends as Luck to the right, Miller to the left side, and Yarnell on a long snap count set for a big second down in about three. It's the Krebs first down. He's across the 45-yard line down to the 43 before he's stacked up. And the Lutes just break it open in a hurry, and Krebs gets plenty for a first down as they got good blocking. Tom Bomar, one of the Lute offensive linemen, leading the charge from his center position. And the PLU first downs continue to mount. They had a 9-3 edge earlier, and they probably got about 13 first downs by now with 5.5 to play.
PLU seems to have all facets of their game plan going right now, running well up the middle. And Yarnell's been very successful on passes. He has yet to go deep.
Yarnell is set, first and 10 from the Wisconsin Stevens Point 43-yard line. A quick pitch now to Napier. He hands it off to Dorsey. Slow and developing. Pat tries to turn it upfield. He's trying to get loose. The flag comes flying, and Dorsey gets to about the 43-yard line, and the flag comes down right around the 40. That could have gone for a big loss there, Steve, but Dorsey turned it into a 2-yard gain as pursuit came quickly, but the Lutes slipped, and the penalty will move it back, and that'll cost the Lutes 15 yards.
Frosty talked about that with us. He said, we got a reverse. It's a deep reverse. And in talking to him, he says, it's either going to be a big play one way or the other. We're going to pick up a lot of yardage, or we're going to lose it a lot. They lost about 3 on that, but with the clipping penalty, they lose a whole lot more.
And now, PLU with 14 first downs in this game. Wisconsin Stevens Point with 7, as John Stackus said, officially shows me. 5 minutes to play in the second quarter in PLU and Wisconsin Stevens Point in a 6-6 deadlock. The penalty moves the ball back to the PLU 44-yard line, and it's a first down and 25 yards to go. So the Lutes have their work cut out for them, but still with a first down, they don't have to lose all sense of reason and go for the bomb here, as they've got time to do that, and they want to talk about it. We'll take a 60-second break. 4:49 to play in the second quarter. National Championship NAI Division II, PLU 6, Wisconsin Stevens Point 6. Trendling back at the Tacoma Dome along with Steve Fisher. The Lutes at a 1st-and-25 situation after calling a timeout, working from their own 44-yard line in a 6-6 tie. Dorsey goes in motion, then heads back out, outward motion, and Yarnell back to pass on a sprint out. Throws it sideline, incomplete. He tried to go to Mark Miller at the 40-yard line. Would have been enough for about a 17-yard pickup, but it fell incomplete as Yarnell threw it a little bit wide at the sidelines, and Miller couldn't come up with it and stay in bounds as we're at the 4:42 mark of the second quarter. And, Steve, we were starting to jump on what we had thought early when both teams had scored, or the Lutes had moved the ball well and then Stevens Point moved it well, that this was going to be a high-scoring game. And here we sit about 18 minutes later, and it's 6-6, and we look a little foolish.
That we do. We figured that the defenses, that we're going to have to make the adjustments. Looks like the offenses are going to have to go into halftime and talk things over.
Lutes come up now with a second down and 25, a double slot to the left side, Dorsey and Napier, and the draw play to Eric Krebs. He carries it forward across the 45 to about the 46-yard line, but no more than that, a pickup of 2.5, as that was, of course, the draw play that worked so many dividends in yardage for the Lutes this season, but that time not a big gain up the middle as Wisconsin read it well, and that's one of the things DJ Leroy, the 30-year head coach of Wisconsin, said, that they know PLU has a good draw play, and they were watching for it there as Krebs picks up only 2, and now a third down at about 22 yards to go.
Mike Larson informs me PLU has 13 first downs. The record is 35 in the quarterfinals, PLU against Linfield in 1980.
That's, of course, for all playoff games. And Yarnell on a third down and 22 rolling out, throws it over the middle. It is caught, but it's going to be short of a first down, but close down at the Wisconsin Stevens Point 38-yard line. And you never know. We'll see if the Lutes, with 3:50 to play in the half, decide to go for it or punt it. Craig Mathiasen already hit it onto the field, and the Lutes will punt it away. Of course, what they want to do, I imagine, is pin Wisconsin deep and hold them out of the end zone and hold them off the scoreboard before halftime, as if they went for it, Wisconsin would have good field position if the Lutes didn't get it. So a 4th down and 5 from the Wisconsin 37-yard line, and Craig Mathiasen stands on his own 48, and he will punt it away. Though Wisconsin Stevens Point not too sure about it, not playing for a return, as they figure it'll be a coffin corner jobby by Mathiasen anyway. And he punts it this time, takes a bounce at the 5 and goes into the end zone. He'll be out of the 20-yard line, so a net punt really of only 18 yards, as Wisconsin Stevens Point will have it on its own 20-yard line in the second quarter, a 6-6 tie with 3:15 to play.
Obviously, as you said, Stevens Point was not totally sure that PLU was going to come with the punt. They thought PLU might have a fake on, as they really had nobody no further back than 10 yards off the line of scrimmage. And even when the ball was punted, they didn't attempt to get anybody back there. They just
hope that Mathiasson would roll it into the end zone, which he did.
3:15 to play in the second quarter, and Stevens Point comes up to the ball now at the 20-yard line. Stay tuned at halftime. We're going to have a special look at six BLU seniors and their thoughts last night on the eve of their final game together. We'll also have David Olson, the athletic director of BLU, with us at halftime. Stay tuned. Baumgartner to throw it, airing it out long and out of bounds. And Steve, it seems Baumgartner's been a little off target, and it's hard to judge if it's what the Lutes have done to him or if he's just hurrying it a little bit or a little anxious, because on his long pass patterns, he's been overthrowing everybody. That time, threw it well out of bounds and 10, 15 yards ahead of Theo Blanco, who was well covered by Mike O'Donnell, as O'Donnell, I think, playing the ball, could see it sailing long.
He really is. As you said, it's hard to tell. This is the first time we've seen him, and not being in the league or anything, and really not reading a lot about him until this week, it's hard to tell whether he's really on rhythm or not. He comes in as a 50% passer right now. He's 4 of 10 unofficially, 61 yards and an interception, so certainly he's off to a slow start.
And averaging 350 yards through the air per game, but I'm sure he'll keep cranking it out there. And now in motion goes Tweed, and back to pass Baumgartner. The Lutes come after him. He throws it over the middle. Mailing catches it at the 35-yard line for a first down, and he's brought down to the 37 by Craig Mathiasson. Nice little slant in pattern to Mailing, the tight end, as he's made a number of big catches, averaging only two receptions per ball game, but he's been their go-to guy since the long passes haven't really worked.
That time, Baumgartner took a great shot by John Wolf coming in from the weak side, and Baumgartner took a little while to get up, but limping slightly as he heads through the huddle, but looks fine.
2:49 and counting, the ball on the 37-yard line in this first half in a 6-6 tie, and the ball on the 37 of Wisconsin Stevens Point as the pointer's trying to move it down the field, and now Prince goes in motion. He hasn't caught a pass yet today. Back to pass Baumgartner, check off to Blanco. He's got a catch at the 40-yard line, 45-yard line, still up near the 50-yard line and brought down. Boy, that little screen pass, we've seen that work for the Lutes, and it certainly worked for the pointers that time as Blanco gets it out to, they're going to officially mark it at the 48-yard line, a big pickup of about 11, 12 yards. It'll give them enough for a first down with 2:28 and counting in the second quarter, and the pointers trying to go down and get a score here before halftime. Lute fans, if you're looking for a new automobile, check out Jet Chevrolet, featuring a huge selection of new and used cars and trucks located on I-5 and Federal Way. Your Top Gun Chevrolet dealer is Jet Chevrolet. 2:10 to play in the half. Baumgartner in shotgun formation, stands back at his own 43-yard line, the line of scrimmage, the 48, and nobody in the backfield except Baumgartner. They hike it when he didn't expect it. Crawl after him. Baumgartner still up and dragged down the 27 for a huge loss. A loss of 20 yards. It was Guy Kovacs to polish him off as the Lutes came after him. And Steve, the center, hiked the ball before Baumgartner was ready. He was looking over to his receivers in the flat, and the offensive center for the pointers somehow had the wrong snap count as Derek Bone hiked the ball for no apparent reason on the wrong snap count, and a big 20-yard loss.
Baumgartner in shotgun formation was changing the play at the line of scrimmage. He yelled out to the near side to his receivers. We're getting things set there. They made a small adjustment on the left side. He looked back to the right, and the ball was snapped. And, boy, that just kills him with 1:17 remaining, clock running.
Second down, 3.5 miles to go. Baumgartner in shotgun formation back to his own 23-yard line. Here comes a blitz, safety blitz. Elston has a hold of him and loses him. Baumgartner rifles it, complete. It's the Prince, 50-yard line of PLU down to the 46-yard line. And now a fumble, but no, it's going to be after the play. Down at the 41-yard line is Prince. Boy, what a play by Baumgartner to get away from a quarterback blitz from Scott Elston, and now with 58 seconds to play, a timeout called by Stevens Point. We'll take a 30-second timeout. 58 seconds to play in the second quarter. PLU 6, Stevens Point 6.
Are because of an accident.
Sternling, Steve Fisher back, second quarter, 6-6 tie. PLU and Wisconsin Stevens Point for the NAIA Division II national title here in the Tacoma Dome. And now it's a first down and 10 for the pointers from the PLU 41-yard line. What a pass play from Kirk Baumgartner. He got it to Jim Prince, his flanker back, after a cornerback blitz had Scott Elston draped all over Baumgartner. The in the grass, certainly not in effect here today. Second time we've seen that, at least, where Baumgartner got away from a would-be tackler, and not for protection in college football. In the grass rule, not in effect. And of course, Baumgartner gets away and throws a big long down pass to Jim Prince for a big first down to the PLU 41-yard line. 58 seconds to play, second quarter, and the Lute defense is going to have to really stiffen now. Lutes are set. Back to pass, Baumgartner in shotgun. He gets another blitz, O'Donnell after him. He's going to be brought down, throws it incomplete. They rule it incomplete, no intentional grounding. But the Lutes put a lot of heat on Baumgartner. Scott Squires, Mike O'Donnell, John Kroll, all in there defensively for the Lutes.
Lutz up front, the linebackers dancing around, a lot of movement on the defensive line, and Bumgarner, once again, switching the play at the line of scrimmage. He took a lot of time, yelled out to his receivers, and I think they had Bumgarner thinking, second-guessing just what they were going to do, what PLU was going to come with, and that time they just playing came with a lot of pressure and finally got to Bumgarner.
52 seconds to play in this half. It's a second and 10 now for the Pointers, and certainly in a good position to try to put some more points on the board with either a field goal or a touchdown if they could somehow come up with a big play. Baumgartner in shotgun formation. Back to his own 50-yard line. Steps up. He's going to air it out down the sideline. It is tipped away. Mike Keeney at the 5-yard line. Boy, they tried to get Atron Kenny down in the end zone. Baumgartner threw it 50 yards, and Mike Keeney jumped in there and knocked it away, and the Lutes remain intact here defensively, and a third down and 10 coming up.
Bumgarner looked to Kenny on the left side, who was lined up there. Then he looked back to his right as he rolled out. And in the meantime, Kenny turned his fly pattern into a post pattern. And Cheney was right there, step for step. Mathiasen was closing from the other way. They had it well covered right down the middle.
Blanco has the most catches for this Wisconsin-Stevens Point team. But Kenny is the big gainer. They like to go to the big plays to Atron Kenny. They tried it there. Third and 10. Luke crowd coming alive. Pointer crowd coming alive. And back to pass is Bumgarner. Blitz up the middle. He's brought down John Cole. Couldn't be happier on his own 45-yard line, or actually the Pointer 45. He smothers Baumgartner, and Steve, it seems that the Lutes are coming up with big plays defensively as they've been able to get to Baumgartner and try to stop him from throwing long. As it looked early, he tried to go that way, and late, he's tried to do it as well, and now the punting unit on, and Kroll's got to feel great inside after that.
That he has, and Baumgartner's only a sophomore, and maybe you're going to get a sophomore quarterback a little bit rattled, and he may be thinking about that when he comes out in the second half. Lutes doing an excellent job defensively.
Dan Dantoin on to punt, but time's going to run out here in the half, and he won't punt away as we have reached the end of the first half, and what a dandy half of football it has been. The Pointers go to their locker room. The Lutes return to theirs, and the crowd on both sides standing here in the Tacoma Dome. We've settled nothing yet. We're at halftime. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. We're going to have a special feature on some PLU senior players on their thoughts last night on the eve of their final game with PLU football. We'll also have Dr. David Olson, the athletic director of PLU. He'll join us at halftime. All that, the statistics, and a lot more. Stay tuned. We are at halftime. It is PLU 6, Wisconsin Stevens Point 6 in the NAIA Division II national title game.